We're starting to get a television picture now from the spacecraft.
We're starting to get a picture now. Hello, 12 Houston. We're starting to get a picture now. Houston, for information, you should be crossing 60 degrees east at 840208.
We agree. What do you see on the tube, Houston? I can't tell too much from the monitor.
Okay, we're getting the lunar surface. It appears that we can see the subsolar point, or could at one time there. We can see numerous small light-colored craters.
Speaking. Okay, I'm going to hand it over to Dick. He's got Langrenus out the window.
Okay, very good. That you're seeing there now?
That'll do for now. The mountain that's sort of, mounds that are sort of in the center of Langrenus, I'm looking at through the binocular, and apparently they look very smooth with the naked eye, but by looking through the binocular, I can pick up these black dots. They're very black, and they're obviously very large boulders that are sitting around on them.
Rog, the picture on the TV screen of that central peak, it appeared to be rather rounded.
Yeah, it appears to be rounded, but it's got a lot of big boulders sitting on it. Okay. I'll hand the camera over to Al now. He's got some stuff up his window.
Okay.
That's one for the geologist. The materials that his window he wants to shine up down on.
I see
that thing myself. There we go. You were asking what color it looks like from here. It's changed slightly as we went around. At first, it had a very, very light gray, white concrete appearance. Now it has more of a, it's still a light gray concrete, but it has just a touch of brown in it. At least that's the way it appears to me. That's the moon that's directly below us. Of course, there's several places that are very, very white. I'll point the camera at one of them now. It's a small crater, and it's very symmetrical. It just looks like a cone with a flat bottom.
Right.
See that.
Okay, it's going out the top of the screen. Can you move up and pick it up just a little? Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
I understand that,
Pete?
Okay, I understand that this crater is, appears to be white down inside, Al. Is that right?
Well, it's pretty bright. It's white, and then it's got some radial streaks of a more darker material. It's moving down, looks, or at least runs from the rim down to the center, down to the flat bottom. I think you can see those on the TV. Let me show you a real bright crater that's more towards the horizon, but it's one of the very, very bright ones. Can you see that? I'll try to put it right in the center.
Okay, I see one that's just a little bit above the edge of the window there.
Right, another interesting thing is this white or gray white moon. It contrasts very starkly with the black sky, just like everyone's reported. And maybe even so on the TV down there, but the black is about as black as you've ever seen in your life. It's just doesn't have any hues or anything to it. It's just solid, straight, dull black. And then the moon is this sort of very light concrete color. In fact, if I wanted to look at something that I thought was about the same color as the moon, I'd go out and look at my driveway.
Okay, well,
there is even Earth orbit at night or the daytime, the sky was never as black as it is here. This is the blackest black I ever saw. Al described it as dull. It doesn't even seem like a dull black when you look at it on the horizon. To me, it's like an ebony black. It's just as cold black as I've ever seen. Okay, I'm going to pass the TV over to Dick now. Show you, there's a very interesting crater that Dick's got down there. There's another one that I'm looking into. It's the first one I see with the fractures in the bottom of it that we've flown right directly over. And there's a fracture pattern that runs right through the middle of the crater, including the rim of it, perpendicular to it, crosses all the way across the crater. So it gives me the feeling that the fracture pattern, that particular fracture, doesn't have anything to do with the crater.
Rod? Okay, what are we looking at there now, 12? Is that the bottom of a crater or a Mare area?
It's the bottom of a crater. It's a large Mare area, actually, Paul. And in the crater, there are two, we're in the Mare, there are two brand new craters that have fairly detailed green patterns going out from them. They're quite startling when you see them because they are perfect radial patterns from two of them right next to each other.
It is pretty interesting. Matter of fact, that one ray pattern looks like it's only one direction. Now look that way to you today.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming towards us.
Yeah.
The double ray pattern is just a single one.
Roger, 12.
Holden's a beautiful crater over here to the right. It's not particularly spectacular, but it's pretty symmetrical. It's got some interesting sloping in on the sides. It's like an old one. We're getting ready to pass over the Sea of Fertility right now. I guess we are over it. There's a lot of rills and some cracks in here we ought to be able to pick up on the TV. passing over the Sea of Fertility now, and it is a little bit darker than the Terra that we've been over, but not so much. It's more of a just a slightly darker gray.
Roger, 12.
Looks like the beach sand down at Galveston whenever it's wet.
Okay, we had a team of geologists checking your driveway. We'll send them to Galveston now.
Okay. Down into a real fresh impact crater in the Sea of Fertility, and with the binocular I can see some pretty large boulders, so I guess as high as we are, if I can see those boulders, they must be pretty darn big.
Roger. Yeah, we can see that crater in the lower left part of the screen right now. You're breaking up a little on Vox, Pete.
Sorry.
Okay, we see that crater there, which has a ray pattern through about everything but about 110, 120 degrees of it off to the right. Is that the one to which you're referring?
That's right. That's correct.
I understand you can see large boulders in the bottom of the crater.
Yeah, and also along the sides of it.
Hey, there's a big one we got right there now.
Yeah, that one just came into view. I guess that's still in the Sea of Fertility.
Yeah, it's still in. We're getting ready to pass over Theophilus there, Pete. It's going to be right down at your lower 1 o'clock. That's a good picture, too.
Lower 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a beauty.
Yeah, there it is.
See him?
Yeah.
There's
Theophilus.
That one we were showing you a moment ago doesn't have a name. And it's interesting, just to the behind that small one you were showing, there's sort of a whole streak of light-colored material. It runs for hundreds of miles there. This is different shape. Maybe just the elevation in that area. I don't know.
Yeah.
Central Peaks. I'll use the binocular on it.
Okay, and
the Central Peaks in Theophilus.
Right. We got them good in the screen, and we saw that large white ray as you switched windows there. The peaks of Theophilus.
Kind of interesting. If you look right on. One thing about the peaks, I'm looking at them through the binocular, and on the top of the peaks, you can see a great number of what appear to be boulders, and they must be huge to be visible from the altitude we're at right now.
Okay, I understand there are boulders on the tops of the peaks, and they look like some fairly well-defined ridge lines in that central peak. Is that how they look through the binocular?
That's right. That's right. That's, the TV must be coming, doing real well, because from here it looks like very sharp ridge lines. And if you look at either side of the ridge line, you can see sort of a terracing, a mild terracing effect that's parallel to the ridge line. It could be some form of slumping or effects of some sort of transportational mechanism there. I don't know what it is. Probably gravity. I'll just see you can see some, what would be termed rills, perpendicular to it, more or less.
Roger. There, we're looking at...
be able to look over to your side real far over there.
And then...
and see the Sea of Serenity and some of those craters over in there. They ought to be pretty good contrast with that dark barring. Is there any over there?
There are plenty of them.
Yeah, that might be it right there. Hey, there's some pretty good cracks over there. We're going to change windows here. There's some beautiful rails over in the other side.
Maybe dark side. This one. Let me see. You can get them out of that one better.
Boy, that is beautiful.
There's a very sharp crater we see in the top left part of the screen right now. In the view we can see now, there appears to be a dark line running from the lower left up toward the top center. Can you make anything out of that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to show you.
Okay,
Look like some fairly deep rills and droppings over there, particularly the ones that you asked about. Very, very deep. There's a nice wide one over there, Pete. Can you see it? Over by that fresh impact raised rim. Yeah, I'll put it over there with Dick.
12 Houston, and that scene you just shifted from, there appeared to be two parallel rills. You confirm that?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, in looking at it, there are two parallel rills, and then they actually pick up, well, not quite a third one. It's like one ends on one side, the middle one goes all the way through, and then one picks up on the right-hand side.
Well, I understand. The picture
is two parallel gravits in this scene. Also along that rill, one of the last things we saw in Houston, at the Cape, when we talked to the geologist, was the little experiment that the guy did blowing air through the sand, gases. And sure enough, I've got some examples of that right here. In those trench-like structures, there's some crater chains running through them and alongside them, just like...
yeah,
we talked about.
We've got some examples. There's a big giant up here just blowing sand all over the place.
Okay, understand. Now, we could see just a minute ago a furrow or a trench coming from the lower left side of the screen up toward the center and kind of ending in a string of rather poorly defined craters.
Roger, that's one over here. It's actually a double gravit. It's not off center. Two of them parallel to each other.
Hey, Dick, you see the double craters right there? Do you see the grobbins run alongside them? And do you see the little string? It looks like a string of craters. Two sets of them. Can you give them that on the TV? I might get it out of this window. Wait a minute. Let me try the center window.
Well, Houston, while you're setting up, how's the view out your windows now?
Here. Pretty much the same, Houston. Window number 5 is a good one. Window number 4 is poor. Window number 3, which is the hatch window, is bad. It's still the same condition it was at launch. All of them are. But because we got a bright background instead of the dark background we had before, the marks on them aren't quite as noticeable.
Okay, we're getting
number
very good
the
pictures
by far
there.
The worst window, number 2. Okay, this is up north.
there's a rail here with a whole bunch of looks like fence holes running along these rails. Can you see those from the ground, Paul?
That's a firm. We could see them before you just moved off of what appears to be a rail, moving to the right now. And we could see the string of vent holes
on your side over there, Dick.
Yeah, this is the, there's several, there's a whole bunch of areas in here, just looking out the window generally, that give you the feeling that, as we've talked about with the geologists, that some of this is volcanic action in here.
Okay, now we can see a crater just to the left of the screen there that rather poorly defined, and there appears to be a good-sized rill or fracture running across the floor.
Hey, we got this straight wall coming up on this side, Houston. When it gets a little bit closer, I'll show it to you. It's a beautiful straight line.
Very good.
Also, we got a couple of... Here, let me borrow that thing, take a minute. Okay.
Ridiculous, that big picture. Got the camera over there,
really? Yeah, wait a minute, I'll get it for you. I don't know where he put it. Where'd you put the Hasselblad? Can you see the straight wall now, Houston?
Yes, sir. We can see it very good. Just beyond that large crater with another smaller crater in its rim, and we can see the wall on beyond it.
Picture that. Does anybody know?
Here's some of those mountains we talked about earlier that look like from a distance, like little clouds over the bar. You can see how bright they are relative to the bar surface. And maybe even on the TV, they look like puffy clouds. However, they're not. They look like pretty hard rock down there.
Right, I understand they are not clouds.
That's something out your window, Dick. Repeat.
Too dark.
It's getting dark. Boy, there's a high mountain right there on the horizon. I bet you. Can you see that very high mountain on the horizon? Houston's about in the center of the screen now.
That's
all you can see is reflected light.
That's affirmative. We haven't. Well, Houston, can you open your f-stop any, get in this dim light?
That'll help it, we'll try.
How's that look, Houston?
That's better.
Sure looks better here.
There's an interesting feature down there that you're looking at near that large crater. The whole, seems to be a general trending of ridges in this area. All in the same direction. They'd be running, I guess, on your camera from the top right-hand corner to the lower left. And it's particularly evident down there by the large crater that's in your picture.
Roger, we see that.
There it is. You see it?
That's firm.
Interesting. I guess it's probably parallel to this. Let me show you some more of these clouds. I think you'll like them. They just seem to be large bumps on top of the bar.
Hey, let me show them moisting over
okay,
here.
Okay, there you go.
Moisting is coming into view.
Yeah,
Shooter's Valley is up to the north.
I'm closing temperature down. Right,
down. Yeah. You know, open it again if you want. It's the close one in. Boy, it's beautiful, right? Look at that crater. Wowie. Yeah, that's
there you go, Houston.
There, we got it.
I believe that's moisting.
Roger.
Moisting. That's starting to get a little dark outside.
Hey, whenever you get finished, there's a beauty over here.
You just passed over 5 degree sun angle on the surface.
Okay, that's what I was just trying to look at here and see what I could see. Boy. Yeah, there's some beauties over here.
At the Terminator. See if I can run up the F-stop for you.
Yeah, it's coming in good, Al.
take a look at down in that crater, the number of other small craters.
Roger, we see them.
That's fantastic. Let me, as soon as you look at that, I'll show you the horizon. And near the terminator on the horizon, just to the horizon, you can easily see the curvature of the moon, and you can also see the stark contrast between the horizon and the bright mountains and the dark crater. I'll move it over there now. There's the straight wall again. How's that luck, Houston?
That's looking good, Al.
That crater's a beauty out there. The rim is illuminated by the low sun, while down inside the crater it's dark. And you can see the ray patterns from here, and you can see the Mare surface. It almost looks like somebody took some cake icing and spread it with a big knife, laid it all around out there, and then somebody shot some BBs in it. It really is beautiful. It's got that layering all over it. Interesting. And that rock. Up the valley. Got something over there? Let me hand it back to you. Okay? Fantastic. Down in a terminator. Copernicus up there somewhere.
See all that stuff that's on the window.
That's why that window isn't any good for photography out of it. The sun's really shining right on it now.
Roger, we can see all that stuff. Pete, however, we're getting a good picture through it in the open spaces.
I guess Copernicus is too far up there to see, isn't it, Dick? Or can you see it?
Sure, they're right.
We're amazing, yeah. Guess we passed it a bit ago.
That silly thing floating outside the window.
Where'd the moon go? There it is, over there. Are we maneuvering some way?
No, where'd that little piece of blue and gold stuff, whatever it is?
Must be Mylar, I suppose.
Well, here's to that. Looks like that's about it for this pass.
Roger, 12, very good show.
Let's go off, Fox.
Houston, for information, all spacecraft systems are in excellent shape.
12, Roger. Thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We're showing the spacecraft now in an orbit of 168.7 by 62.6, and at the present time nearing apogee, or I should say apolune, the current altitude 167.8 nautical miles.
12 Houston, map update when you're ready.
Just a second, Houston. Try it.
Okay, LOS. 850842. 853116. 855227.
Roger, LOS. 850842. 853136. 855227.
Okay, the time at 180 degrees was 853116.
Okay, got it.
Hello, 12 Houston. On the ground, we're seeing some changes in signal strength, both up and down. Have you changed any of your communications modes recently?
No.
Okay.
You mean over the last few minutes, or what?
Yeah, 12, just in the last 5-10 minutes.
The only thing we've done is turn the TV off. Let me double check. All the other comm switches appear to be in the normal position, and the only thing we did was turn TV off.
Okay, thank you.
Your comm to us has been super.
All right, same here.